What's up? What's up? Another Sunday, another day to make some money. Push the line, sports podcast here at your service. If it wasn't for technical difficulties, we wouldn't have no difficulties at all. It
Man.
wasn't me this week. It was him. I actually pointed to the right way. I don't know if anybody's in the chat yet, but while we waiting, I want you to hear something, if you don't mind. You might. Talk to you.
Some music.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Just peek out. Can you hear it?
Yo. Hey, hey, and Nelson talk, Nelson. Press less, they can't.
Legends bets in the cut, got the game on lock. Flipping dimes, calling shots, every move non-stop. 615, bully slayer, playing odds like dice. In the trap house, betting lines, making racks feel nice. Pushing the line, we don't fold, don't shy. Cashing tickets, counting green to the sky. On the podcast, we ball, roll the spread. Money talk, never walk, bets ahead. Bully slayer, stacking chips like you bricks. Legends calling plays, makes the scheme so slick. Numbers on the board, all these digits don't lie. In this trap house, sports best we fly. Pushing the line, we don't fold, don't shy. Cashing tickets, counting green to the sky. On the podcast, we ball, roll the spread. Money talk, never walk, bets ahead. Got your bankroll rising like the early morning sun. From parlays to straight plays, we stun. Twisted stats, breaking news, all for the game.
Gave me a rap, so
in this world of odds, we reign. Lines moving swift like the weight in the night. Heavy hitters in this game got the insight. Magics with the 10, 615 with the hit. Podcast worldwide, see us never miss. Hey.
Yeah, man, you know, I be fucking with the AI and I got bored and remember something I did a few months ago for somebody else. I was like, man, let me go do that for us.
Is that our intro music?
Hey, man, it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Smeezy said he don't need no text no more. We got somebody.
My birds, baby, my birds today. I'm a little scared of this game too, by the way.
We gonna talk about them. You know, this ought to be a good week of football because there's a lot of playoff implications.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things have changed on the landscape in the past couple of weeks that makes it interesting. First off, let's go with the New York Jets versus Miami Dolphins.
Well, I know the Jets ain't got no playoff nothing today.
They do not. They really don't have anything to play for other than to prove that they want to play next year.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be there next year, I don't think.
He won't, but if he's smart, he'd be playing as if it means something to show he still got a little something left in the tank because, honestly, this year – he hadn't showed me enough to say that I would sign him next year, especially not for a lucrative contract.
Mm-hmm. He looked like Matt Ryan when he was in Indy. Mm.
So when we were researching this, I didn't realize Tyreek Hill hadn't surpassed 100 yards since week one.
I wish you would have asked me because I sure could have told you.
Oh, he's on one of your fantasy teams.
He's on one of my fantasy teams, and that is one of my fantasy teams that is, let's just say, he's not at the top.
He just welcomed his, what, 11th baby?
Yeah, I think he's had, what, 5 this year?
Yeah, he right up there with, what's his name? What's the Chargers quarterback? Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers, Tyreek Hill, and Antonio Cromartie, they fighting for the title.
Pull out game week.
I wish he'd pull out them wraps and get 100 yards today.
Man, it is possible because Sauce Gardner's out.
I was just about to say Sauce Gardner is out. I believe, did they not put C.J. Mosley on IR? Ain't he out too?
That I'm not 100% sure. He may have already been there. D.J. Reed will be the guy today. He got to hold down Tyreek Hill.
So that means Jaylen Waddle should have a great game. That's what you're telling me.
Technically, yes. Honestly, when I was looking into props for this game, I didn't see a whole lot that I liked as far as where the matchups go. But one of the receivers should have a good game for them.
You know which receiver is going to beat them?
Washington?
Jonnu Smith, the tight end.
Tight end. He has came on of late, so.
He has been their best offensive player this season.
That's a very good possibility. I think they match up well against tight ends, though. Let me see something.
Man, what you think about the Dolphins, man? They, since Tua came back, they did lose to Green Bay, but he got them back. They have slim playoff hopes.
Slim. So the reason I say not Jonnu is because the Jets are number 9 in the league in receiving yards allowed to tight ends. They are number 2 overall in passing yards allowed.
Yeah.
So their pass defense is Jonnu
is because usually C.J. Mosley is on the tight end. Usually. It's either him or Quinton Williams' brother. Is it DJ Williams? Is that his name?
Quincy.
DJ Williams went to Miami a long time ago.
Yeah, he was a dog. He went to Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he was a dog. The only prop that I found that I really liked on this one was Jason Sanders over 6.5 kicking points.
It's in Miami, right?
It is. I don't think it'll be a high-scoring game. I think a lot of points will come from kicking, though.
The Jets' kicking game has been sucking this season. Didn't they release Zerline or he lost his job?
I know something was going on with him, but I don't recall what it was.
So let's see. The over-under for this game is 45.5, and they got Miami as a 6-point favorite. So you're looking at, what is that, somewhere around 26-20.
I caught the Jets at plus 6.5, so that's what I'm taking.
Okay, so that would be – I would probably take that. I mean, the Jets at the end of the day, if nothing else, they have a prideful defense. It's not what it was last year. It's not as dominant as it's been, but if we're giving out our play for today, I'm going to take Braylon Allen to score a touchdown. Breece Hall is out.
That's a good one.
I like Braylon Allen today.
And a little data on my pick. Jason Sanders has had 9+ kicking points in 4 of the last 5 games. The only one he didn't was at Green Bay last week, which it was cold.
Yeah.
Or the week before.
Jason Sanders, he has been one of the relatively reliable kickers we have in the league. He's not going to go out there and win you a league like Chris Boswell or nothing. But when it's time to go, he pretty much shows up. He's been in Miami for a while.
He also won't lose you one like Justin Tucker.
Yeah, Justin Tucker. I appreciate him for what he did last week.
Yeah, but I went ahead and took the Jets plus 6.5. They actually have a better strength of schedule and a better strength of victory. And they fare better against common opponents that they've had with the Dolphins. So,
yeah. And for this being so late in the season, this is the first time for them meeting each other this season, too.
Yeah.
They play again the very last game of the season. So, we'll see. We'll see what this looks like.
You always got to watch out for those teams that don't have nothing to play for.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope Aaron Rodgers put something on display today. I'm hoping Devontae Adams has a Devontae Adams game. I hope Garrett Wilson has a decent game. I'm kind of hoping for like a semi little small shootout. 28-24. I can deal with that, but I mean, you know, it is 45 and a half. That's not too far off.
I think Speezy's right, too. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a turnover.
Oh, he good for it. That offensive line, he gonna get sacked at least five times, too.
That is a lot. Next up, we got Atlanta Falcons versus the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins returned to Minnesota.
This has the makings to be one of those high-scoring games. Kirk Cousins has been absolutely atrocious these past couple of games, though. Like, he looks old, for lack of a better word. He just don't look old. He don't look young at all.
He old.
Minnesota is a 6-point favorite in this, and they are over under 46 and a half.
So, a lot of people have brought up the question of whether Kirk Cousins needs to sit and they go ahead and let Michael Penix play. Mm-hmm. But playing all year long is, and I believe they're going to stick with it, was to let Kirk Cousins finish this year out.
Yeah.
They need to see what he got. He's actually going to be, I think he's going to be auditioning for another job.
I can see Kirk Cousins going to the Raiders.
That's the Raiders type of thing, too.
I'm telling you. I feel like if the Raiders don't get Shadur or Cam Ward, they may pass on all the other ones and just try to get a free agency quarterback.
So, if they can get him on a deal, they're going to get him anyway, even if they have a high draft pick to get a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You may not want your number one pick coming in and getting crushed all the time. Yeah. So his past five games, he's thrown for 245, 173, 306, 222, and 276. With Minnesota's defense, I'm not sure what's his passing yards line. His passing yards line is 242.
I don't know. I
would probably play it.
Who, Kirk Cousins?
Yeah. Minnesota is 28th in the league with passing yards allowed.
I'm just saying what's that damn defensive coordinator for the Vikings that got the lawsuit?
Flores.
I just feel like he's gonna come out to Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
I just don't think he's going to give him enough time to get 242. It's not – when I look at games, I understand that we have these rankings that we got to go by. I get it. I 1,000% get it. But I also look at how they've been playing, who's coaching against who they're playing. And I'm not saying he ain't going to get it. I'm just saying the game plan should be if you see that Kirk Cousins ain't mobile and you got a quarterback back there that you know can't get out the pocket and you got people that can get to him, you're going to send them. Now, whether or not you get back there, them first few times depend on if you keep doing it or not. So I say the first quarter of this game will be important on how Kirk Cousins play. But eventually, he got to have some form of turnaround game. He can't just – I mean, he could. But, I mean, I would just say he's too good to just keep sucking like this. What, did he have a four-interception game? Was that last week or the week before?
Oh, Kirk.
Yeah.
Might have been the week before.
When was the last time he threw for 240?
He's thrown more interceptions than he has touchdowns. Actually, yeah. I think he's thrown 7 interceptions since he's thrown a touchdown.
Kyle Pitts has completely dissipated from this offense.
It was the first, last week when he threw four interceptions. Mm-hmm. He threw one the week before and one the week before that. But hear me out on this. Have you been to any of your class reunions?
One.
Okay, so here's my analogy. And I don't know how your marriage is, so don't take it as dollar for dollar when I say this. So when you go to your class reunion, and you see that girl that you used to have a crush on, you used to kick it with out of school, y'all had this thing going on. But you with your wife, y'all happy together, y'all might not always get along or whatever's going on, but you're going to try to shine on that ex, that girl you had a crush on, and I think Kirk Cousins is going to try to shine today.
I hope he does. I just don't think they're going to let him. It's not that, and I'm not saying that, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Minnesota just finna shut them down. I honestly think this is going to be a relatively high-scoring game. I mean, it's playmakers all around. It should. I'm just going along for these first couple of games. Atlanta has been very dependent, finally, on Bijan Robinson.
About damn time.
And it's about damn, exactly, it's about damn time. So, instead of just sitting there letting Kirk just go off and throw for 300 and you losing, Bijan is actually giving you chances. I don't think Atlanta's out of the playoff race, if I ain't mistaken. I know that division is, you know, it's matter of fact, they in first.
Yeah.
They tied for first.
Yeah. They in the NFC South race. See, yeah. With Bijan Robinson, man, I don't know what it is. You had Arthur Smith last year that didn't use him the way he should be used. They talked about that in the offseason. You had this new regime come in. They still didn't use him how he was supposed to be used. Now it's all of a sudden like a light bulb came on. Hey, we may want to use him this way.
Mm-hmm. I got it. I get it. I get the whole coming back to Minnesota, wanting to destroy him. I get it.
He gonna let that bitch ride today. And with that being said, I'm taking Drake London over 5.5 receptions, and I'm taking the Falcons plus 6.5.
I damn near want to take Minnesota to score a defensive touchdown today. I'm itching. I am really itching to do that.
You can go with your gut. Just don't put too much on it.
But what I am going to do, I'm going to take Justin Jefferson over 60 yards receiving. That would be my play.
Okay. That is a logical play. Next up, you know what? TJ Hockenson over 3.5 receptions. I would take that too.
I like TJ.
I was on the fringe because Atlanta actually plays good defensive versus tight ends, but I think Hockenson can get that 3.5. New Orleans Saints versus the New York Giants.
This may be the snoozer game of the day right here, man.
Hey, you know, you say that, and I have to wholeheartedly agree. This is another game when I was looking for props, I didn't really see anything I liked. And then I realized a lot of running backs have been getting yards on the Saints.
This is the – this and the Titans and Jags is tied for the lowest over-under of 40.5 for today. And they have the Saints. No Chris Olave. No Taysom Hill. They are 5.5-point favorites. They are touchdown favorite over the Jags.
No Rasheed Rice. Can you tell me who their number one receiver is right now?
Who?
The Saints.
Is it not Alvin Kamara? Am I wrong on that?
I mean, receiver number one. Not their number one leading receptions. Receiver number one. Who is the Saints?
Is it Joe Horn? I went back to the 1990s because I don't know none of them. I really don't. I know Kamara leads them in receiving yards. That's why I said that. Now, as far as they depth chart, I have no idea, but I do know. I know they have Valdez Scantling. I do know that.
They don't have a clear-cut number one with everybody out, but it's between Cedric Wilson Jr. And Valdez Scantling.
Yep.
And then you got Juwan Johnson, the tight end. But they still favorite.
And Kamara is their number one. That is crazy for a running back to be your lead you in receiving in week 14 of the NFL season is absolutely insane.
It is.
With that being said, I absolutely expect Alvin Kamara to have a great game today.
if the Saints get in the red zone, there's a good possibility that they are going to score because they are hitting in the red zone at 55.6% rate.
Yeah, I absolutely. And that's not, you know how Kamara does. When you say Kamara's going to have a good game, that don't mean 130 yards rushing. That means 70 yards rushing, six catches for 60 yards, and maybe a touchdown. That's an Alvin Kamara day.
And the reason I brought up the hit rate, and I mean, don't get me wrong, that's ranked 30th in the league, but it's above 500, and they're going against the worst red zone defense in the NFL.
Yeah. It's something got to give. The Saints got one of the worst road records I've seen. You posted this. The Saints, they 1-4 on the road, and the Giants haven't won at home. Something got to give here.
Something does. And I think it's going to be the Saints, but I'm taking the Giants plus 5.5. They might get a little home cooking. I also think Tyrone Tracy is going to get over 62.5 yards rushing.
I like it. Tyrone Tracy, he's taking over that running back spot.
Yeah. You couldn't have told me nothing about him at the beginning of the season, but
he looked good, too.
He's looking like a clear-cut number one on a team that sucks.
Yeah, he looked good. I get to him. He looked good.
All right. Those Panthers versus your Eagles. I know you've been waiting to talk about this.
I really haven't, because this game scares me, because I don't like the fact that we are a 14-point favorite. That's a lot. In an NFL game, that's a lot. That's one of the highest spreads of the season. And the over-under of this game is 45.5. So they expecting us to just complete, and don't get it twisted. This is the same Carolina team that almost beat the Chiefs. Like, they should have beat the Chiefs. So I ain't taking this lightly.
So with the Carolina Panthers, and it's like this with a couple of teams in the league right now, you are just over the halfway point of the season.
Yeah.
Well, you're actually on the back end of the season right now. And your staff is starting to learn what your team does and does not do well. Mm-hmm. You've got several teams that have brand new staffs that didn't know what the hell was going on when they got there. And now they're starting to fill their staffs out. The Titans is another one that's like that. But Carolina is starting to learn what Bryce Young does and does not do well. Mm-hmm. He's starting to play better. They're starting to get Xavier Leggett involved. They letting Chuba Hubbard run the ball. Chuba Hubbard is upset right now. Chuba Hubbard might come out and put up a hundo on them boys today.
I don't know about that.
I tried to slide that one in because y'all do have one of the top, if not the top, run defense in the league.
The Panthers got the worst run defense in the league. So that should tell you who to play today.
See, Saquon's rushing line was it was like 90 plus. I was scared to play that for the simple fact that if y'all get up by two scores past halftime, Kenneth Gainwell is coming in. And he's running the ball mostly, and then they're going to let Will Shipley get some touches. So I took Gainwell over 20.5 rushing yards.
Yeah.
I think that's a safe play whether he gets a lot of touches or not, because they're going to let him touch the ball some.
A.J. Brown is going to have a hell of a first half. He ain't going to do nothing in the second half. They're just going to run. They're going to squeeze the ball. Gainwell going to get in. I think Gainwell may have a pretty decent game today. Gainwell may score a touchdown today.
Yeah. I was scared to touch the spread or the over-under on that one.
Unfortunately for us, Dallas Goedert went out on IR. Mm-hmm. So we won't have him probably to the playoffs. You always got to watch Jalen Hurts in the red zone. I mean, if you have Saquon Barkley and you don't have Jalen Hurts on your team, Jalen Hurts steals all the touchdowns, which, you know, in fantasy, you probably hate him. But the fact that I'm an Eagles fan, I just get in the end zone. I don't care. But I have them both on the same team, thank God. I don't think Jalen Hurts just goes crazy, has 300 yards passing a day. I mean, they know what they do. They got one of the best offensive lines in football. You know they're going to run the ball. Jalen Hurts may pull it out of Saquon's stomach and run around the edge like he do. I think if I had to play something as well, I do like your Kenneth Gainwell 20. I would take Jalen Hurts for 25 rushing yards too.
That sounds good. Devontae Smith is slowed by a hamstring. He is active today.
Yeah.
But if for some reason he comes out of the game, that gives A.J. Brown more targets. So,
yeah.
A.J., Saquon, all of them will get them extra targets because Goddard is out.
I hope Devontae's – more than anything, I hope he comes in, but I hope he leaves this game healthy.
Yes.
That's what I hope more than anything.
Yeah, if they get up today, I think they're going to rest most of the starters late in the game, except for the offensive line and Jalen Hurts. Everybody else will probably start to hit that bench.
Crazy, crazy take on this game. Quinyon Mitchell is going to get his first interception today. That's my prediction. He's been coming close all season. He has shut down every wide receiver that he has played against. He has had, as a rookie, he is having, I don't know how many defensive rookie of the year candidates it is. I know we talk about Jared Verse from the Rams. It's another one that we discuss or that we're very high on. I can't think right now, but.
Cooper DeJean, your other boy.
Huh?
Cooper DeJean, your other boy.
He's having a hell of a season. Those two have revitalized this secondary, and Jalen Carter in the middle just, I mean, it ain't nothing you can do about it. Since week four, I think we have the number one defense in the NFL, rushing and secondary. Vic Fangio, he's came over, man. He's changed the identity of this defense, and they looking good. And I'm one of those people, I hear people talking good about us. And, you know, they got the train rolling. We look better than the team that went to the Super Bowl. Sometimes you just hold on. Just let it play out. Let's see what we look like.
Saquon, Smitty said Saquon lying the mood of 113. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, on our notes, it has Philadelphia as a 12.5-point favorite. I just went on ESPN, they're a 14-point favorite.
Mm-hmm. They moving. All right. We got the Cleveland Browns versus Pittsburgh Steelers.
This was a good game last time they played. I was wrong. I think I said I wasn't gonna watch it. It was gonna be boring.
A lot of people are going off of what happened in the first half of the season with Cleveland and the first half of the season with Steelers. Mm-hmm. They forget both teams have had a quarterback change after the first few games, so it's not the same as it was.
Yeah.
These teams, both teams are playing different.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston, he is pretty much saying, hey, somebody need to give me a job next year because the Cleveland Browns would be too stupid to re-sign me. He gives you comedy in the locker room, and believe it or not, those guys are following him.
I was going to say they love him.
Yeah.
They love
James. He's animated. They need to mic him up every game.
Every game. Whatever he say before the game, during the game, after the game, it needs to be televised.
They need to do a documentary on him, period.
Yeah, they do. Somebody, I was looking on Twitter yesterday. Somebody said Jameis Winston got the good kind of CTE. I don't know what that means.
The opposite of Antonio Brown.
I tell you, man, when you watch Jameis Winston play, it's never a boring game. We talk about the things that he say, but you can put him down for 300 yards passing.
Yeah.
If he ain't going to do nothing else, he's going to throw a couple of interceptions.
Man,
he's gonna throw a couple of touchdowns and he's gonna hit 300 yards. He almost hit 500 last week or the week before.
So he say a lot of funny shit, but one of my favorites that he said over the past couple of weeks was he was up there
when he prayed.
No, all that's funny. But yeah. this was big game, mid play. It was either third or fourth down. He was trying to long count him and give him jump outside.
Yeah.
Shit.
And you seen Bo Nix done it on Monday night. Ooh. He did it against them. Yeah.
That shit funny. With that being said, the last game went for 43 points. The over-under for this was 43.5. I'm taking the over this time. Both teams have hit that six of the last 10 times in each of their games. So I think it's a good chance for this one to be over. It's in Pittsburgh. I think the weather's decent. The only problem I have is George Pickens is he's on the injury list. Questionable.
I was just about to say, he's playing, but he ain't healthy.
He's questionable, but you still got Calvin Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mike Williams, who's getting acclimated to the system. You got Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. Yeah. And you got Freiermuth. So, even without Pickens, I think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game.
I like Jaylen Warren to have a decent game today.
I took Najee Harris over 78.5 receiving. I mean, rushing yards.
Yeah. I like Najee's had a pretty good season, too.
He has. It's more of one of those kind of under the radar seasons because you had everybody talking about Jaylen Warren might take his job,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time he's came in every week and did just enough to keep his job, but he hasn't wowed anybody.
And it's a contract year.
Yep.
Got in the best shape of his life, having a good season. I know we're giving out advice on the game, so I would take rushing and receiving. Jaylen Warren, I'd take over 50 yards, rushing and receiving.
Okay. I think Pittsburgh wins the game, but I think it's going to be close. So I didn't want to touch the spread on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I went with the over. Las Vegas Raiders versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buccaneers are trying to take the lead in the NFC South. The Rams are on an 8-game losing streak. Raiders on an 8-game losing streak.
I did not know they had lost 8 in a row.
Me neither. Not till we started doing research.
Is Antonio Pierce safe?
Nope. Because Deion is still on the market.
Oh, look, we just got breaking news. My bad. George Pickens is out today. Does that change anything?
It doesn't change anything except for the prop that I had originally bet earlier in the week. I think the Steelers still win this game. I think Mike Williams gets a few more targets. You still got Calvin Austin. You still got Freiermuth. They're going to lean heavy on the run game.
Switch for me, T.
Maybe what?
I think Cleveland may win because of that.
I don't care who wins now, as long as they get over 46.5 points.
I'm glad I had Pickens in one of my leagues today.
Does Calvin Austin have a concussion?
No, but you don't really have the game plan for Calvin Austin. They have Van Jefferson too, right?
They do. He's been pretty much a non-factor this year. This might be his day to audition for a job somewhere else or show that he belongs in this offense.
Yeah. Now, Calvin Austin, he did have a concussion, but he cleared protocol, so he is going to play. Once you take that element away from Russell Wilson, because, you know, sometimes he just throws the 50-50 ball to Pickens.
That's Mike Williams' ball now.
Oh, man.
Mike Williams is a good 50-50 ball receiver.
He is, but he may go up and Taz ACL coming down.
Boy, don't you start. What you always say, I'm sick of it.
That's gonna be interesting, man.
It will.
Because now I'm switching my attention over to Cleveland, and Jerry Jeudy just had that 200-yard receiving game, and I'm like, okay, they'll probably put Joey Porter Jr. on him, but I think he gets Cedric Tillman back today.
And you still got Njoku.
Yeah, he still got Njoku. Think he gets Cedric Tillman back today.
Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore, yeah. I don't know, T. That's going to be interesting. I had to see what T.J. Watt and this defense do.
So, receiving yards allowed to wide receivers, the Browns are ranked 27th. So, I think those other guys might have a chance. See something else. Receiving yards.
Man, that really.
Pittsburgh is 18th. So, I don't know. If they can stop old Jameis, then that'd be all right.
Yeah. I think they should be okay.
All right. Back to this Raiders versus Tampa Bay. Jacoby Myers was on the he was on the injury list. Questionable, but I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers is starting to show up.
Brock Bowers, shit, he's unbelievable. Excuse my language.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I got this one going over 46.5.
Brock Bowers may have came in and literally, he may be the best tight end in the NFL.
It's very possible. Whoever is at quarterback for them next year is going to be happy.
Sure the hell is. Sure the hell is. He is, man. I'm telling you, he's really, really good. Like, if y'all don't watch the Raiders, this dude is really, really, he's really, really good. I'm going to tell you who else is really, really good that I didn't know that was good. Jacoby Myers is a hell of a receiver.
Yeah.
When healthy. Like, I thought when Devontae Adams went away, I'm like, ah, he ain't going to do nothing. No, that ain't been the case.
When Adams went away, he turned it up.
He did. The Raiders have pieces. Let's not get it twisted. The Raiders have pieces. They just need a quarterback and quite possibly a coaching change. Now, with that being said, is Alexander Mattison out and Zamir White? Are they both out?
I think so. Yeah, they elevated Sincere McCormick after his performance on that last game on Black Friday.
Okay.
So let me see something with James without. Let's see, do they still have his name on there?
So I'm taking this bet simply off of something that I seen on Twitter. I think the Bucs are going to really start pushing Mike Evans these past few weeks because I think he's 400 or 500 yards away from another 1,000-yard season, which would make 11 or 12 straight. I think Mike Evans has a pretty big day today.
That is a good possibility. When you brought up Jacoby Myers, I looked up something. Since Devontae Adams has been gone, he's had at least 4 receptions each game. He's had 6 or more receptions in what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 5 of 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's had 8 or more in 2 of those.
Yeah, it's been a Jacoby Myers, Brock Bowers show for sure.
I think the Raiders are trying to play spoiler. I think their coach is coaching for his job right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think they win this game though.
We know the situation with him, with the locker room really pulling behind him last year and really begging for them to give him his job. But I don't think he's done enough this year to warrant him keeping that job.
Me either.
Depending on who they have coming in as quarterback, if it's Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders says, hey, I think I want to coach the NFL, I think they make that happen.
Yep.
It's going to be a high-scoring game still. I think Aiden O'Connell's going to have a pretty decent game. He's probably going to have a couple of turnovers. But he's going to hit Myers. He's going to hit Bowers. That's probably a good 200 yards right there for you.
Yep.
They can't lean on the running game, so they're going to have to pass.
No. I think Bucky Irvin has a good game today, too.
Let's go to the game that I could have went to today. But I had a choice. It's either stay at home, do the show, or go to that game, be cold, spend money, get drunk, and probably leave disappointed.
Sound like you made the right decision.
Hey, you see where I'm at. Nah, I didn't want to go out and be miserable, man. My body doesn't do cold weather well right now, so I was like, you know what? Let's just stay at the house.
I'm looking at this game.
I think the Titans cover. Back to the same situation with we have a staff that's learning what their team does and does not do well. The past few weeks, although the wins haven't came, the team is playing better.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're pretty much deciding to stay with Will Levis next year. I mean, he goes out there and tries too hard sometimes.
Yeah, he's looked better. He's looked better.
When he tries too hard, it bites him in the ass. He just needs to go out there and play the game plan.
Yeah. Mac Jones starting today, right?
Mac Jones is starting. I don't know. I think Trevor's out for four games at least.
I'm gonna say you won't see him again this season.
And shouldn't. They don't have anything to play for.
Mm-mm.
Let him finish this season out, getting healthy, get himself together.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your franchise quarterback, and you just put a lot of money into him.
Yep.
If you don't have nothing left to play for, you might as well go on and put it in the tank. Or at least see what Mac Jones has in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
That way, I'm not sure if he was on a one-year or a multi-year deal, but if he plays out well, I mean, you got some trade bait. He was a number one pick.
Yep.
I say number one. He was a first round pick, but
yeah, he made the Pro Bowl his first year.
That's crazy. I think
Travis Etienne is auditioning for a new team next season too.
He should be because Tank Bigsby, that's gonna be his job.
Yep.
And they may even draft another running back.
I was going to say, I don't know how high they'll get, but if they could steal Ashton Jeanty from Dallas, I don't know how high up Jacksonville wants to draft a running back.
You just said it. Well, first of all, the only team that is going to draft a running back in the first round this year will be the Cowboys, and it will be Jeanty.
Mm-hmm.
If they go running back, they're either going to have to trade down for a lot of picks or they're going to get them second round because right now it's looking like they're heading in the direction of Travis Hunter.
Do not be surprised if Dallas don't draft a running back.
Oh, Dallas is drafting Jeanty. That's a done deal. I'll go ahead and tell you that now.
I'm willing to bet you they won't.
Smeezy said Titans in the spread. I agree. I took the Titans -3, and I also took Tony Pollard over 2.5 receptions because the Jaguars allow a lot of receptions. They're at the bottom of the league in receptions allowed to running backs.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing to bet you that Dallas don't draft Ashton Jeanty.
What we're betting?
I don't know. I'm just willing to bet you.
I got a witness, Smeezy. You hear this, right?
Oh, I mean, it's a virtual. I don't know what we're going to bet. I'm going to tell you why. He's going to value that pick on defense and stopping the run game more than he is on getting a running back.
Nope.
I promise you.
Nope.
When was the last time Dallas drafted a running back?
Ezekiel Elliott.
And that is the reason why he won't do it again. I promise you.
He will. He is that dumb. That's Jerry Jones. He's old as senile.
It would be smart for him to draft a running back. But I'm telling you, he ain't going to.
He will.
That man's a linebacker.
Nah. Oh,
He's either going, I'm giving you three options. It's going to be a defensive tackle, it's going to be a linebacker, or it's going to be an offensive lineman, because I think Zach Martin going to retire. He's on IR. He's done for the season.
All right, the bet is in. A Gladiator pizza.
Hell, that's a win for me. Do I get to eat some?
Yeah. I'll let you have a slice or two.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a win either way. I hope they do draft I'm telling you, the reason that we are talking about this game, we're talking about the Titans and the Jags, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally, we talking about ETN. ETN is where he's going to be a Dallas Cowboy next season.
I just don't see it.
You don't see it?
I don't see it. I mean, it's a possibility. It's a damn good possibility.
I'll give you another. He will draft a running back, but it won't be Jeanty.
No, he won't
draft a running back that high.
He will. He is the only coach in the league that will. I guarantee you.
What pick do they have?
They're going to be like 7 or 8, somewhere around there.
Oh, hell no.
Hold on.
Hell no.
You know what? Let me see something.
What you looking up? They mock draft right now?
I'm just looking up the order.
I think they should be like 7 or 8. Hell, they got to be.
Right now, it's Giants, Raiders, Jaguars, Panthers, Browns, Jets, Titans, Bengals, Cowboys, Saints.
They got Dallas at number 13.
Yep.
If they're at 13, okay. I will concede that if they stay at 13. But so, if it's anywhere, huh?
You were correct on them needing an edge or a defensive tackle, but their biggest need is running back.
Man, they're going to get Travis Etienne.
I ain't going to say they ain't. But I ain't going to say they are.
If they draft in the teens, I will concede to you that they will get Ashton Jeanty. I will concede that, because he is a hell of a running back.
Yeah, you'd be stupid.
If they move up a little higher and they can get about 7 or better, I thought they was drafting that high, honestly. That's why I made the bet. I still want the bet because I want the damn pizza. But
yeah, I figured we might as well make it a win-win for both of us.
We'll see. Is Jordan Mason, is he a free agent or is he staying in San Francisco?
I think he's a free agent.
If he's a free agent, that's another person that could go to Dallas. I just know how Jerry does. His pattern, we're not going to make this a Dallas Cowboys session, but I'm just going off his pattern and what he sees in the NFC and what he knows he has to do to be relevant again. Hell, I could see him drafting a wide receiver. He wants to show. I'm serious. When I'm saying this, I laugh and I joke a lot about Dallas. I really think he wants the show and the entertainment more than he wants the Super Bowl. That's what he's shown.
Yeah. And sometimes that's what sells.
Yeah, and they going to buy it because he telling me a year they got a good team. They win 12 games and they go home and they happy. And next year they think it's their year.
I mean, for years in the NBA, the Clippers proved that even a winning team turns a profit.
Yeah, they had Lob City. They had Kawhi and Paul George. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, big dog. I ain't against you on this one. But anyway, if I had to put in my bet for this Titans-Jags game, I see you got Tony Pollard for 2.5 receptions. I almost want to take Westbrook Akine to get another touchdown, because why not?
I would, and I think his receiving line was over 37 yards. I would take his receiving line, or I would take Calvin Ridley's.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ridley. I think that Jacksonville, that tenure that he had in Jacksonville left a bitter taste in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he wants his today.
Yeah.
That's another revenge game. All right, we got the Seahawks versus the Cardinals.
Here we go. This is the game I'm talking about right here.
two teams that are playing for something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the Seahawks lead the division after their Week 12 win over the Cards. The Cards want their league back.
Yep. This is my second best game of the day.
Mike McDonald just welcomed his first child, so he's in a good mood this week.
There is no Kenneth Walker today.
None. Zach Charbonnet.
It is the Zach Charbonnet show today.
Zach Charbonnet has had four games without Kenneth Walker there.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those games, he went over 100 yards.
He did.
My pick of the day is Zach Charbonnet over 90.5 rushing plus receiving yards because he's going to get some touches in the receiving game.
My pick in this game would be Trey McBride. I ain't going against it till he showed me he can't do it.
It's hard to. It's hard to go against Trey McBride.
We talk about tight ends. I think it's a new generation of tight end coming to the league. And I think that's spearheaded by Trey McBride and Brock Bowers.
And Trey McBride is still flying under some people's radar.
Because they don't watch the Cardinals. That's the Cardinals is not a team that come on TV all the time. And another thing about this game, Kyler Murray has to play good today. Kyler Murray got to start putting I think the one thing about Kyler Murray's game that he's missing is consistency. Three or four weeks ago, if I ain't mistaken, on TV, they was talking about Kyler Murray being an MVP candidate, a long shot, top five MVP candidate.
Ooh.
On every show, First Take, Get Up, ESPN, any show on ESPN or Fox Sports, the way the Cardinals was rolling at that time when they was winning like three or four straight and he was having those games.
Somebody got paid to say that.
Nah, he was a top five. He wasn't like a candidate to win, but he was a top five candidate. The way he was playing at that moment in time, I didn't disagree with him because I had him on my fantasy team. Now, that can easily go away. I mean, I'm not saying he was up there with Lamar or Saquon or Josh Allen, because if you remember at the beginning of the season, Derrick Henry was an MVP candidate, and that has slowly went away.
Yep.
So it all depends, because if you remember last year, Brock Purdy was the MVP candidate until the 49ers played the Ravens, and Lamar Jackson went ignorant them last three or four games, and he came back and won the MVP.
You're
so
right.
this is a week-in, week-out award, and he's been struggling these past couple of weeks. So we'll see. I think this is my second best game of the week. The one we're going to talk about next is my game of the week. But in this game, I'm taking Trey McBride, whatever his catches and receiving yards are.
Of course, I took the Zach Charbonnet bet. I'm taking Seattle plus three. I think it's going to be a close game.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona may win it, but I think 3 points would be enough for Seattle to be within. If the Seahawks are up, look for the Zach Charbonnet show late.
Yep.
If they are down late, look for DK and Jackson Smith and Nigba to get some good receptions.
Jackson Smith and Jigba have turned himself into one of them dogs.
Yep.
And I think what Jackson Smith and Jigba is what the Cardinals are aspiring for Marvin Harrison Jr. to start being on a week-in, week-out basis. That's something to stay tuned on. What do you think about James Conner in this game?
James Conner just got a contract extension.
Sure did.
He is going
to continue. Too, by the way.
He is going to continue to play consistent. If you don't know much about James Conner. He went to the University of Pittsburgh, I believe.
Yep.
He battled some form of cancer. He beat that. Went to Steelers for a couple of years, and then he went to Arizona. Everywhere he has went, he has put in the work needed to get the job done.
He's just a dog. When we use the word dog, he's one of them.
Yep.
Tough.
You can guarantee that he's going to go in and put in the work.
Yep.
So.
Here go my game of the week right here, buddy.
Buffalo Bills versus Los Angeles Rams.
This is my game of the week right here.
So I don't know if this is the only game that that had a reverse line movement, but this game has had a reverse line movement in the favor of the Rams now. Not that they're favored to win, but the money line is lowered.
Yeah, this is the
spread is lowered.
Over under, this is the highest over under of the week, 49 and a half. I think it's going to be, I'm looking for one of them 31-28 type games. That's what I'm looking for. Josh Allen has been incredible this season. Matthew Stafford, when he got his weapons, Matthew Stafford. That's what he do. Puka's healthy, Kupp is healthy. I think Buffalo gets Keon Coleman back. It hasn't been confirmed, but I think he comes back today, and I think Cooper comes back today. So this should be a game. This is a 3:30 game, I believe.
It is 3:25 game.
Yeah. So I'm on this one. I'm definitely on this one.
So this game originally opened up in favor of Buffalo -4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's -3.5. That's a full point.
Yep.
So some things have changed on the landscape for the sports books to feel it's going to be a closer game.
Yep.
Which is why I have the Rams at +4. You probably can't get +4 at real good money right now, but depending on what you consider value, you may want to take 4.
Yep. You got my play too, because I was going to say take James Cook. That's my play today.
Well, shit, if we're on the same play, it got to be money.
Yeah. Dalton Kincaid comes back today, too.
I thought he was out.
I seen that he was questionable but was leaning towards playing.
Okay.
That was the last thing I seen. Let's see. Now, well, within these past 56 minutes ago, he is not expected to play per Mike. Garofalo. So, yeah, he is not. And Keon Coleman, they said he was playing, but now he is a game time decision. So, forget everything I just said.
See, got to keep your ear to the street, son. That James Cook looking real good. And all of that might be part of why the line has moved in the direction it had.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's probably it.
I'm still taking Rams +4 regardless of who's playing. It's going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be a hell of a game.
Yep. And it's in Los Angeles, so the weather's going to be nice.
Yes, sir. That's the game for me. This next game is interesting, though.
It is. Chicago Bears versus the 49ers. Thomas Brown is the interim head coach.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with him, a few weeks ago he got moved to interim offense coordinator when the offense coordinator got fired. Head coach got fired, he got moved there. Yep. Last year, he took over for the offense coordinator for the Carolina Panthers about midway through the season. I don't think he did a great job there. He has done a little better job with Caleb Williams since he took over that position with the Bears. So it's going to be interesting to see if he's got these boys hyped up today.
I think he will. Honestly, I'm taking the Bears to win the game just straight up. That's my pick. Don't know why. That's just what I'm rolling.
Dead cat bounce. That's what it is. That's what we're going to call it.
49ers are so decimated by injuries. And I also, while we on this game, you want to send your prayers and your thoughts to Trent Williams. His wife had twin girls, and I think they both passed away. I know one did, but I think they both passed away. So,
as a parent, I couldn't imagine going through that.
Ain't no way in hell. It just ain't no way. It just kind of sent chills down you to even say it. So. Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Prayers out to them, and hopefully that's something that they can something they can find some kind of comfort in. But back to the game. I'm taking Keenan Allen to have a good game today.
That's possible.
I hope it's DJ Moore, but I need Keenan Allen. I need DJ Moore to have a good game for fantasy purposes, but in game, I think Keenan Allen is, I think he has the good game today.
So,
if I ain't mistaken, ain't Bosa's out today, right?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't really pay attention to that when we were doing research. But what I did pay attention to is Jordan Mason and Christian McCaffrey being out.
Yeah. McCaffrey.
Yeah. So
I heard a lot of people this season.
I don't remember if it was the last show or the show before, but we did discuss. It might not even been on the show. It just might have been you and I talking.
Mm-hmm.
We did discuss how San Francisco handles their running back situation. Whoever their running back one is that week, that's who they use. They don't care how good running back two or running back three played the week before. Running back one on their depth chart is the guy who gets the ball.
Yep.
Their number one and number two are both out. Now, what's his name? Guerrero.
Yeah.
He's taken a couple of snaps in a couple of games, but he's had two games this year where he has had over his line was 72.5 rushing yards. With him being running back number one, I think he's going over that today.
I mean, this San Francisco team, Brock Purdy throws the ball around, but they still a run first football team.
They are.
So, yeah, Garindo's going to have a good game. They still going to block. The only reason I'm taking the Bears to win is just eventually these injuries is going to catch up with you at least one time. This is not me saying the Bears are the better team or anything like that. This is just saying the Bears are a physical football team and they have been playing better. And sometimes you just catch a team on a bad day.
And we've said this several times this year. Dead cat bounce.
Yeah.
Eberflus is out of there. This whole team wanted him gone. They might be happy now. They might come to work prepared this week.
And Caleb Williams has looked better since he's left.
Yep.
Ooh, I didn't realize I had Breece Hall in so many. Shit.
You probably want to cry right now.
Nah, I went and picked up Braylon Allen and Zach Charbonnet wherever I could, so I'm okay. Hell, it ain't like he was doing nothing any damn way.
You know what? It's 11 o'clock. Let's get this last one in real quick.
Yeah, let's roll.
Chargers versus Chiefs. This is the late game. It's going to be a good one.
It is. I think the Chargers going to get them.
Hey, man, I hope so. Somebody need to, but you got to realize Kansas City's at home. They're gonna get that home cooking. They ain't got that California weather that the Chargers like. But Harbaugh is used to that in his lifetime, so he may have found ways to get them prepared for this game.
Yep.
That defense is gonna have to step up and stop Mahomes today.
Yeah. And I think they will. Ladd McConkey, unfortunately, he's questionable. He should play. This is lining up. Pacheco is back. I don't know how much of a role he's going to have. I'm gonna take D-Hop this game. Okay. I'm gonna take D-Hop in four receptions.
I'm taking Will Disley over 35.5 receiving yards. The Chiefs give up a lot of yards to tight ends. With Vlad being out, they're gonna have to give it to somebody. Say what?
The Chiefs just not doing it for me this year.
They not. I also took the Chargers +4 because I expected it to be a close game.
Yeah.
I think the last five games for Kansas City has been within 3 or 4 points. This is going to be another one. They're playing a better team than they've played the past few weeks. And like you said, Chargers might get them. I hope they do.
I hope they do too. That'll make it very interesting.
the running game for the Chargers is hurt because J.K. Dobbins is on IR, but you still got Gus Edwards. And if anybody knows him from when he was in Baltimore, he played good when he had the opportunity.
Yep.
He going to come in and run and try to push your head.
Good episode today, man. We gave you some info today. Y'all should win today.
Hey man, look, I hope so. I'm about to send out my spread, my money line and over under picks earlier. I'm about to send out my prop picks.
I got picked by my bet last night before we get off.
Run it.
Y'all know I play my triple double NBA bets. Well, I told you I played Luka and Scottie Barnes to get a triple double, right? It was like plus 4,800. Luka got the triple double. Scotty Barnes had, I think, 18 points, 14 assists, and 8 rebounds.
So, damn. So while we on the NBA real quick.
Oh me.
Two plays last night. Mr. I'm not gonna dunk anymore. Did you see his
That reverse sideline dunk?
Man, double clutched it. It was pretty and it was soft. He wasn't risking getting injured. So I understand that dunk.
Yeah.
And then the Luka pass to Kyrie.
I didn't see that. You had to see that to me.
You have to see it. I forgot what move he did. He was down low, but he turned around like he was getting ready to shoot it, and he just no-looked it back to him.
Yeah.
I'm glad Kyrie didn't miss that shot.
What about Jokic and that 56-point game?
Man, you know, I didn't do anything NBA yesterday because I put so much research into the college football that I didn't do NBA, but I wish I had I might have took him for 40.
Man, I think 56, 14, and 8 or something like that. That's ridiculous. We can get on up out of here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in today. I hope today is a hell of a football day. I know it's a lot of bye weeks. I think maybe some playoff leagues are starting today.
Maybe. I know ours starts next week, and I'm sitting tied for first, which I'm happy for.
Yeah, you done said that every damn episode, so you got to be happy.
I'm gonna say it every episode till it ain't true. like Trey McBride, I'm gonna ride it till it don't happen. All right. We'll probably have a college football playoff show this week. Most likely it will be Wednesday.
You know what? They're doing that selection show right now as we're speaking.
They are. So we'll do it Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll keep y'all informed and let y'all know.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that.
And then for anybody that wasn't here earlier, we're going to let this take us out.
Yeah. Yeah.
From parlays to straight plays, we stunt, twist the stats, breaking news all for the game. In this world of vibes, we reign. Lines moving swift like the rain in the night. Heavy hitters in this game got the insight. Magic's with the tip, 615 with the hit. Podcast worldwide, see us never miss. Never miss. In this world of vibes, we reign.